Welcome to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Today's episode features real estate insights from Premier Sotheby's International Realty. Let's dive in. Welcome back to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Just a quick heads up, this program was created with AI assistance and uses a synthetic narrator. The content was reviewed and approved by David Liberatore before publication. Information is believed accurate, but should be independently verified. This program does not provide legal, tax, lending, or appraisal advice. Today we're diving into something I think a lot of people wonder about. What does $2 million actually get you in different parts of Sarasota? Like, is it the same vibe in Longboat Key versus Siesta Key versus just straight up Sarasota? David, I'm really curious about this because I feel like people assume it's all the same, but I have a feeling it's not.
Oh man, you're so right. This is one of my favorite conversations because the answer is wildly different depending on where you're looking. $2 million in Sarasota proper versus Longboat Key versus Siesta Key, you're basically getting three totally different properties. Like the location premium is real.
Okay, so break it down for me. What are we talking about in terms of actual square footage or property type? Like, does $2 million get you a mansion in one place and a condo in another?
So in Sarasota proper, and we're talking neighborhoods like the ones around downtown or some of the residential areas, $2 million is going to get you a really nice substantial home. We're talking four or five, sometimes six bedrooms, good square footage, maybe a pool, nice lot. You've got room to breathe, you know? But the second you move to Longboat Key, which is that Barrier Island community, $2 million suddenly doesn't go as far because it's such a premium location. You're looking at maybe three, four bedrooms, potentially smaller lot, but what you're paying for is that island lifestyle, the beach access, the exclusivity.
Wow. So it's a pretty dramatic difference just based on geography. What about Siesta Key? Where does that land in the middle?
Siesta Key is interesting because it's got that sweet spot. You've got Barrier Island access, famous for that white sand beach, but it's not quite as pricey as Longboat. So $2 million there gets you something really solid. You might get a beachfront or beachfront adjacent property, good size, and you're getting that coastal lifestyle without paying the absolute premium you would on Longboat. It's kind of the Goldilocks zone, honestly.
I love that. So if someone's trying to figure out which area makes sense for their budget, what would you tell them to think about? Like beyond just the price tag?
Great question. I always tell people to think about lifestyle first. Are you looking for that true island experience with the beach right there? Then Longboat or Siesta makes sense, even if you get a smaller footprint. Do you want more space, maybe a bigger yard, room for a guest house? Sarasota proper gives you that. And honestly, there's also the community vibe to consider. Longboat is very exclusive and quiet. Siesta's got more of a fun, beachy feel. And Sarasota's got more urban amenities. It's not just about what the money buys in square feet. It's about what kind of life you're buying into.
That's such a good way to frame it. And I'm guessing the market dynamics are different too. Like, is one area moving faster than another?
They definitely have different rhythms. The Barrier Islands, Longboat and Siesta, they tend to be more stable because they're so desirable and the supply is limited. You can't just build more island, right? Sarasota proper has a bit more inventory movement, so you might have more options, more negotiation room. But honestly, at the $2 million price point across all three areas, you're looking at properties that tend to move pretty steadily.
That makes total sense. If someone's trying to figure out what their specific home might be worth in one of these areas, or they're trying to get a sense of the market, where should they start?
I'd say get a free market analysis or property valuation. We can help with that. You want to understand what homes in your specific neighborhood or area are actually selling for, not just listing for. That gives you real data. And if you're thinking about selling, knowing your home's current value is step one. We've got resources on that in the show notes.
Perfect. Well, this was super helpful. I feel like people are going to have a much clearer picture now of what $2 million actually means, depending on where they're looking in the area. David, thanks so much for breaking this down.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. It's always fun to talk about how location really does change everything in real estate.
You got it. For more info, links to property reports, and to get your home valued, check the show notes. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. Thanks for listening to My Real Estate Podcast with David Liberatore. For more episodes and to learn more, check the show notes. See you next time.